97.7. It's Ryan Seacrest for the ride. 414 now. On a Welcome Back Friday. In the Star Lounge.
I love my job.
Here we go.
Welcome back.
Friday! It's Ryan Seacrest for the ride with Lisa Fox in the Star Lounge and our entire staff.
It's packed in here.
David Cassidy is here. And I'm telling you, I've never seen a group like this. We're so excited.
I'm humbled. Thank you very much.
Do you mind if we call you Teen Idol David Cassidy? I mean, this all started so long ago for you.
Yeah, and you know, the wonderful part about it is that it took me 15 years to get rid of that asterisk, which would say, David Cassidy,
teen idol.
Former teen idol. And I finally made it until I got on this show.
And now, damn it, if I didn't bring it
today,
back.
Hey,
it's a good
teen
thing.
Idol, people say that. It's a good thing. Listen, if you have
thing.
An impact, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
When people care about you and they love you and you have an impact on people.
And we
I know
do.
For me, the first artists that I can remember really getting emotionally involved with were the Beatles and Marvin Gaye. And those are the artists to me, still to this day, that I met Marvin Gaye before he died, and it was the biggest thrill of my life. Mm-hmm. I was almost speechless, and at the time, I was probably a bigger star than he was. I was certainly a lot hotter, and I was, you know, doing it all, and I was almost shaking, because I said, you know, I the first time I heard you on, I was 12 years old, and I bought this record. I went out and I couldn't believe it, and I sounded like an idiot. I went, I can't believe I'm doing this with you, but I just want you to know what an impact you had, and it's a thrill. So being sensitive to that, having gone through that, when people come up to me and say, you know, I idolized you, or I built a shrine to you in my home.
Yeah, wallpaper out of
I'm touched by that. No, I honestly think it's. It's because of them that I'm not pumping gas, you know.
How did it feel going up to Marvin Gaye and having him know your name?
Once you, I guess you know you've arrived when you're the people that you look at. I mean, they weren't really heroes to me, but I admired them. And musically, I listened to a lot of pop stuff, you know, which in those days, there was a lot more of a mix on one station, which there usually was one or two top 40 stations. I tend to listen to lots of different kinds of stations in order to find out what everything else is going on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do, however, listen to 98.7.
I was hoping you'd get to that.
Yeah, I do.
All well, that, and we finally
every time I'm in
out.
LA,
yeah.
I listen to
I gotta
Star.
Say,
you know, we can relate to the story of going up to somebody famous and them knowing your name, because we did talk to Danny Bonaducci, and he knew us.
Yeah.
You know, right off the bat. He's
hey.
Ryan.
You guys are legends.
I mean, that's huge.
Oh,
you
yeah.
still chat with him?
I still talk to him. Yeah, he's in good shape. He's in New York now. And
he's doing a radio show.
At our sister station,
He opened for me, and he's a very funny guy and somebody who I'm very happy for. He's got his life back together again. And
but you gave him some advice that you told me off the air, and that was?
Don't give up your day job. I gave him some advice, which is, try not to go and make yourself available to the opening of every Venetian blind. he can't help but, and he said this to me, and he'll say this to you.
Oh, he'll say anything.
I'll do it for anything. Yeah. I'll go anywhere. I'll do anything for attention. And he's been his own worst enemy in that respect, but he's a very talented guy. He's got a very good heart, and I'm really happy for him.
We're in the Star Lounge with David Cassidy at Star 98.7. In a second, you will perform live.
I will?
They're telling me that.
Oh.
Is that cool? Can we do that?
I got a new record coming out.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. So we're
going
to talk about that.
Yeah, okay.
And also get you to sing live.
I will do that.
Hang on. Let's check on the Star traffic. It's Lisa.
The clock is ticking.
All right, we're in the Star Lounge with David Cassidy. Live performance coming up. First, it is Say It and Win. Now, this is a contest we do at the radio station.
Right.
The person who I announce here has 9 minutes and 87 seconds to call me back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I give them 10 seconds to say Star 98.7 as many times as they can.
Oh, I've heard this.
Have you heard this?
How do they do that?
That's exactly what they sound like.
I tried to do that. It was really difficult.
But then again, I just need to get a little surgery done, and I'm...
No,
that would be the trick.
I won't embarrass myself. I'll wait to embarrass myself when I have to sing live. So
okay, well,
that'll
that's
work.
Coming up, actually. So if you are Margaret Shearer,
and I am, Margaret Shearer. So.
Margaret!
The real Margaret Shearer!
Oh, my gosh!
You mean I've won?
Star 98.7. We're going to play Say It and Win. Right back with David Cassidy live in the Star Lounge at Star 98.7.
Jamie Frost.
Music is on Star 98.7. It's Ryan Seacrest for The Ride with Lisa Fox and David Cassidy.
Woo!
In the Star Lounge. So I've been teasing this for like 35 minutes. They're calling. When's he going to sing? When's he going to sing? I think we're going to do that right now.
He's going to sing now.
He's all
Let's do this thing now.
Warmed up.
Well, sort of.
And this
up.
Is from the new CD.
This is from the new CD. This is the first
But
single.
Kind of not.
No, it is completely off the new CD, but not even like kind of not. It is completely. And it's the first single. And
But it's so familiar.
It's kind of familiar. I think I
Kind
before.
Of.
So let's do this thing before I get too nervous.
David Cassidy in the Star Lounge at Star 98.7.
I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread.
I think I love you. And never talk about it. And did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. 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 So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. I love that there is no cure for. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me, say, I never felt this way. This fight, I think about you, baby, each and every night.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. A love there is no cure for. Well, I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of?
Isn't it?
Say, I never felt this way. Believe me, you really don't have to worry. I only wanna make you happy. And if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I better stick around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you.
David Cassidy in the Star Lounge is still 98.7. Don't think that spit didn't hit me on the forearm. Did you see that? You saw it and you looked over and hit me right on the forearm. I have David Cassidy's spit on my forearm.
Oh, come here.
Wow. That was cool. That's the first time I've done that, and it feels good that it's over.
And well done. You're sweating a little bit, huh?
Well, I'm sweating a little bit. It usually does take that, you know?
Yeah.
You know you're not exactly in it if you're back here. You know?
So the new CD is finally here.
The new music. It's
Let's talk about it.
Old Dog, New Trick. And I brought everybody that was involved in the record right here. I cut four old songs of mine that are completely different. Much like I Think I Love You, I cut I Woke Up in Love This Morning. I cut I Can Feel Your Heartbeat. And the most difficult task, I think, ahead of any artist is when you do something that is reminiscent of something that you had in the past, as opposed to competing with it. I wanted, particularly with I Think I Love You, because it's like an anthem for a whole generation, I wanted to pay homage to it, but I also wanted to sing it as a guy 20 years later.
So it was easy. I mean, it was an easy decision to go back and do that again.
Well, the world has just told me, you know, from Four Weddings and a Funeral, and every time you walk out the door and someone walks up to you and go, I'm sleeping and right in the middle of the...
Yeah.
You know, people... Katie Couric did that to me. I mean, Rosie O'Donnell did. The world has said to me, I love that. I want to hear that. Why won't you ever sing that? So if you're going to go back and pay homage to something, with an organic, original approach to it, I had to find a new way of doing it in a way that, for me, was like it has a new life to it. And it does now for me.
I was just curious if you had shared your new album with any family members, David.
You mean like the ones that begin with S? And I don't mean Shirley.
Hold on. Break out your wallet. She's got
Sean pictures
in her wallet.
How's Sean?
Oh, like he's like really cool. Uh-huh. You know, he's like really groovy. Actually, I talked with him today, and he's doing very well. He's just had a daughter, as you probably know, a couple weeks ago, Juliet. Who's a beautiful girl. Sean's writing and producing, and I'm just, you know, sitting around waiting for a cab. So,
David Cassidy in the Star Lounge, one final question for you.
Yeah.
Are you on the market?
Am I on the market?
I'm not asking you for personal benefit.
I'm a very discreet person, and I talk very little about my own private life purposely because...
Because they told me not to ask you that.
They did?
So that's why, yeah.
I talk very little about it only because I feel that... as a public person who's been dragged through anything you can possibly imagine through for 25 years, the answer is I've never been happier, and I have a 7-year-old son who's really a wonderful guy, and I spend a lot of time with him, and I have an 11-year-old daughter who's here in L.A., and although she's not here now.
I tried, Lisa.
Now, let's be honest. It's you.
David Cassidy is in love with Ryan Seacrest.
I Think I Love You.
God, we're going to sing it again.
Come on, David.
Thanks so much for coming by, man.
No, thanks. It's been great.
I really appreciate it.
I love the station.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We love you.
April 12th on the World Wide Web. The CD is out.
DavidCassidy.com.
This is Star 98.7. We'll be right back.